proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program. We continue our series from Malachi to Messiah, looking at Jewish history from the time of Cyrus the Persian through Alexander the Great. Information revealed in the 11th chapter of Daniel's prophecy. The information contained in that section of Scripture consisted of some of the most detailed prophecy found in the Bible. Because of this detail, some commentators have erroneously assumed that the book of Daniel was written around the 2nd century B.C., written by an author who adopted the name of the Hebrew statesman. They might contend that such an author wrote this section after the events described therein took place. That is to say, they wrote history instead of prophecy. To adopt such a view casts this supposed author in an unflattering light. If true, it suggests that the writer of Daniel either attempted to make others believe that they were reading prophecy, thus perpetuating a fraud upon them, or that the writer of Daniel 11 needlessly and for no particular discernible purpose adopted a pseudonym to record past events and portray it as prophecy. The historical prophet Daniel, who lived in the 6th century B.C., Daniel actually did write Daniel chapter 11. The information it contained pertained to many events which lay in the future, at least from Daniel's perspective. These events found their fulfillment within the hundreds of years after Daniel recorded them, making this prophetic revelation. God sent the angel Gabriel to Daniel to reveal things to come for the Jewish people. At the outset of Daniel chapter 11, the angel told him, quote, "Behold, there shall stand up yet three kings in Persia, and the fourth shall be far richer than they all, and by his strength through his riches he shall stir up against the realm of Grecia," unquote. To what period of history did this statement correspond? After the death of King Cyrus, the reigning monarch during the time of Daniel chapter 11, after the death of Cyrus, the next three kings of Persia were named Cambyses, a man named Smerdis, an impostor, and Darius I. Darius had a son named Xerxes, who was the fourth such king of Persia. Xerxes spent four full years stockpiling supplies and assembling an army for a military expedition against Greece. The battles of Salamis and Plataea in Greece led to the defeat of the vast Persian force. Gabriel continued by telling Daniel that, quote, "A mighty king shall stand up, that shall rule with great dominion and do according to his will," unquote. He spoke about none other than Alexander the Great, who came from Macedonia. Gabriel continued, quote, "When he shall stand up, his kingdom shall be broken and shall be divided toward the four winds of heaven," unquote. Alexander conquered large portions of Western Asia and added them to his domain. After his death, though, Alexander's four major generals divided his territorial conquests among themselves. A man named Seleucus found the Seleucid kingdom, based in Syria. He became what Daniel referred to as the king of the north. Another general named Ptolemy established the Ptolemaic kingdom, which encompassed Egypt primarily. Ptolemy became the king of the south. The king of the north and the king of the south constantly fought one another. The land of Israel was located in between them. Thus, the territory of Israel became at different times subservient to one kingdom or another, to Syria or to Egypt. By the 2nd century BC, though, the Seleucids in Syria prevailed, and were the overlords of the Jewish people remaining in Israel. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.